Listen to this roster report for all the updates. Hi, I'm Molly Bransky, and you're listening to the Ross Report podcast, the official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's Friday, March 2nd, right here at Gillette Stadium, and once again, we have Brian Lowe, Paul Perullo, Tom Casale, and Andy Hart breaking down the roster for you, including the release of Corey Dillon.
Thanks, Laurie. And on this first official day of NFL free agency, the Patriots have not made any big splashes yet, but late Friday afternoon, they did release running back Corey Dillon. Not a surprise based on the news of the last week. Dillon saying he's going to retire, the agent saying they're going to release him. Finally, it's clear on Friday, the Patriots releasing Corey Dillon. In the meantime, re-signing Heath Evans and re-signing restricted free agent Billy Yates. But the big news is Dillon. What do you guys make of this? Any surprise element? Where do you think he's going? He's not retiring, is he?
No.
No.
I don't think any of us think he's going to retire. I don't know. There's a bunch of teams that he could be a fit in. Maybe Carolina, the Colts, you know, the Jets. I know the Patriots fans don't want to hear those teams, but those are teams
Broncos.
That need a power back. I don't think the Broncos.
No.
I think they'll go for a... They need someone to carry the ball. They just traded away Tatum Bell.
Right.
And so I don't think that's a good fit. But one of those teams that's kind of on the cusp who needs a power back, you know, there's Corey Dillon sitting there.
And
but how much money does he want and how many carries does he want? Because if you go to the Colts, you're basically in the same situation you are here. So
yeah, that's the 5% I hold out that he may retire, is that he seems to think that he can still be the man somewhere and he can still make, you know, reasonably big dollars. I'm not so sure that will be the case. I think if he's willing to do what Tom just said, there's four, five, six teams probably that would be good fits. If he's looking for a lot more than that, then I think he may walk away and retire.
And the other possibility is sort of the Ty Law scenario where he waits as long as possible, maybe even into the season, until another team's top back tears an ACL, gets hurt, and he can kind of swoop in, say, I'm in shape, you know, give me $1 million and I'll be your guy. And me, he waits to do that and tries to do that for a contender.
When's he going to be in shape?
Well, I said he'll say he's in shape.
This podcast has gone a little long.
You're going to tap out.
I'm tapping out.
Well, he did set the franchise single season rushing record back in 2004, his first season here. Bill Belichick, in a statement, said, on behalf of the New England Patriots organization, we respect and appreciate Corey Dillon's significant contributions to our team. So, 3 years in New England, obviously, as I said, the franchise record for a single season. Last year, played a pretty good role, scored a lot of touchdowns in teaming with Lawrence Maroney. 2005, of course, not quite as good as, obviously, his worst year as a Patriot, but he's a 10-year veteran, and we'll see where he goes. But as far as what the Patriots are going to do now, they have Lawrence Maroney under contract, obviously going into his second year, re-signing Heath Evans, and then Kevin Faulk also at running back. What are the Patriots' needs at running back? We're in the first day of free agency. There are some guys out there. Amon Green is probably the only guy who's a featured number one back, but that's probably not what the Patriots need. What do the Patriots need, and who might be a target at this point?
A veteran, a backup, a guy to take some of the load from Maroney. While he's going to be the main guy, it's going to be his first year as the main guy. I think most teams are now learning, as we see the trend, you need two backs at some point, whether it's for an injury or, you know, a guy gets worn down. A guy I've thrown around a lot is Chris Brown, a guy who's been productive in the NFL, has had some problems carrying the full load for a team because of his injury history and the fact with his running style takes some hits. I think he's a guy you might be able to get on the cheap to play that role as the backup guy, play a few games here, score some touchdowns. Chris Brown.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's a candidate. I also think there's a chance in the middle of the draft they go for one of these guys and try to bring a youthful backup in.
You're talking about on the cheap. You know, in light of his recent brush with the law, Dominic Rhodes, you know, is a guy you could get probably for a lot less than you could have got him a month ago. And let's not even pretend to use the guise of the Patriots won't bring a guy like that in here because we know they will. Matter of fact, he'd be replacing a guy that
right.
they did the same thing with.
Right.
So, you know, depending on, you know, their reports of Rhodes personally, like, just like they did with Dillon, they'll sit down and talk to him and find out what kind of guy he is. I think he's a guy that could be a potential candidate, and now he doesn't really have a whole lot of bargaining power.
And I'm going to throw out Kevin Barlow, who was cut by the Jets, as that short yardage type of guy. He can catch a little bit, and I mean, nothing spectacular, but a decent veteran backup that you won't have to pay a lot for. Maybe someone along those lines, too.
Barlow comes here, maybe Dillon goes there, and everyone make a little switch.
And everybody gets mad at Eric Mangini.
And Brian Daboll.
Well, it is the first day of free agency, and as of the time that we are recording this podcast, we should mention Adalius Thomas. The indications are that the Patriots are on the very, very, very short list of teams that are pursuing Adalius Thomas, the Baltimore Ravens linebacker. Reports indicating that he may be coming to New England on Saturday to visit. Also reports that tight end Kyle Brady is in New England to visit with the Patriots, that sort of a in conjunction with Daniel Graham reportedly being close to the Denver Broncos. So a few things in the works, at least at the time, this late Friday afternoon hour. Your thoughts on Adalius Thomas and whether or not you think, any of you guys think it's true or clear that he is going to be a Patriot?
Well, I don't know if he's going to be. I think they're very much in the mix, but I think it's a great short-term signing because he is the best guy available to suit your needs as an outside linebacker. I think he can do a lot of things for this team, but you're going to pay a lot of money. And that's the one fear I have is you're signing a guy who's going to be 30 before this season.
I thought he was already 30.
Or he's already 30, but is right on the cusp of 30. And
is that
you're bringing
you
him in because all your linebackers are 30 years old. Well, you're adding another 30-year-old. So if you give this guy $18 million signing bonus, you might get two tremendous years out of him, Pro Bowl years.
And if you do, that's fine.
Right, but 3, 4, 5, you might have some dead money. You might have a guy, he might be a cap couch, whatever. But that's why I say short term, it's the perfect fit because there's no one else out there. And as Tom Casale knows, there's not really anybody in the draft that fills that role.
No, and he has something that those guys in the draft don't have is the versatility to play little end, you know, move him inside every now and then.
Safety,
depending on
corner.
Well, yeah, according to some people, he can punt. He can throw a pass to himself. But
is Mr. Perfect? Does he spit the gum out and slap it away?
Why didn't anybody tell me he was Doug Flutie?
But I mean, you nix this deal as quick as you could.
In some, you know, in some packages, he might be able to play end in the 4-3 or 3-4. You know, play, basically be an outside linebacker. But the versatility that the Patriots like too. But Andy's right. It's going to take a good $17-18 million up front to get him. Right.
And talk about the versatility. I think Bill would have a field day with him. I think you'd see him standing, you know, the regular 3-4 outside linebacker, defensive end, probably nose tackle in some of those pass rushing sets, middle of the field, all over the place. I mean, he's Mike Vrabel. Now you have both of them doing a ton of different things. I think he'd have a lot of fun drawing up the defensive schemes, the sub packages, but you're going to pay if you're going to get him.
And maybe a few weeks ago in Hawaii, he put the full court press on Adalius Thomas while coaching the AFC team.
Apparently Thomas may have bought that whatever Bill was selling out there in Hawaii.
Apparently, it seems that way. And the 49ers were the other team that seemed to be heavily in the mix for Adalius Thomas. Not that they're not anymore, but there were some reports earlier today that they've already signed Nate Clements, the other big name defensive free agent.
I believe the most cap room, though. They had something upwards of $38 million in cap space, so one signing certainly would not eliminate the other. So the reports that we're getting right now, I mean, everybody's just playing catch-up, so no one really knows exactly what's going on. I tried to talk to the agent, James Cook, this morning. I was unsuccessful thus far. I don't expect to be successful at some point during the day. I mean, obviously, we're dealing, like Andy said, $18 million up front. I think he's got a little bit more important things on his mind. But the reports are all saying he's going to visit the Patriots in San Francisco. The Jets are supposedly involved, seriously interested. They want to get involved in this sweepstakes. So I don't think it's quite the done deal that Adam Schefter made it out to be this morning, but doesn't mean it's not going to happen.
Now, at tight end, real quick, if it turns out that the Patriots essentially make a swap, Daniel Graham out, Kyle Brady in, how much of a downgrade is that? What kind of role can Kyle Brady essentially fill the role, especially in terms of blocking that Daniel Graham had?
Yeah, it's a big downgrade, though, as far as overall talent.
Yes. Right.
I mean, and age.
It's probably Brady's fine in terms of the blocking.
Yeah. Right. He had five receptions last year.
He's like an extra tackle.
Right.
That's basically what he is. But I mean, but blocking-wise, like you said, I think it's fine, but you're going to lose what receiving ability Graham had. You're going to lose that.
But now it's your time.
Right.
Dave Thomas, your boy, step up.
What you have to do is get Dave Thomas to fill.
And he had one chance last year, and he did it.
And he did it. I'm very confident that he can be a part of the offense in the passing game, and Kyle Brady can be a blocker. Now, Brady's not signed yet, but we know that reports are that he's here. We shouldn't say we know he's
here. The only thing you lose, even if Dave Thomas has athleticism, makes plays like we saw him in his one chance, you're still filling 3 for 2, essentially, because Kyle Brady has to play the blocking role, so you can't always have all three players on the. When you had Watson and Graham, One guy could line up in the slot, one guy at tight end, one guy in motion at fullback.
Yeah.
So you don't have quite the versatility you had thanks to those two players and their combinations of skills.
I agree.
And most importantly, anyone who owns a Tom Brady jersey will have to buy a new one that says T. Brady. Is that correct? You're going to need one.
Probably. I'm going with Ken Slanders is loving the move. They're going to have to sell billions of jerseys to replace all those out-of-date Brady's.
Never even thought of that.
These are the kinds of things that get thought of on a daily basis at PVN, huh?
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
That's right. These are the important things that we think of.
I wouldn't sign him just for that fact. I don't want to see
I think that's what they were going at. But
I wouldn't do it. I would just say keep Brady. I think everybody knows who number 12 Brady is.
Now, is that Tom or is that Kyle?
Well, to recap, the Patriots released Corey Dillon and re-signed Heath Evans and Billy Yates. That is the official news and the unofficial news. Busy day of rumors on this first day of free agency. Adalius Thomas is perhaps heading to New England as a free agent. Much more to come next week. We've got another roster report next Friday. Of course, PFW in progress and Patriots.com will have all your free agency news, notes, information, commentary, everything you need. So be sure to check all of it out. That's going to do it for this roster report. For Paul Perillo, Andy Hartstock, and Sally.
Thanks, guys. Remember to keep checking Patriots.com for all the latest news. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!